Welcome back to Inside Agriculture as we have market analysis time now. End of the week, end of the month. Friday found some price protection heading into the Labor Day weekend. Now that we know where we've started, let's look ahead with Sue Martin, Ag and Investment Services on PBS's Market to Market over the weekend. First, looking ahead to corn acreage in 2026.
Farmers love to plant corn, but I think we'll lose some corn acres just with the rotation, and beans will pick some up. And then it's a matter of how great. You know, I talked about the year of 2014 when we went so wet. And beans that year put a low in a 901 and rallied to 1086 or 1089. Huge rally for a nice response from a bearish year. And I think we're looking at something a little similar here. So I think that if you get, beans are going to have to fight for acres away from corn. And, you know, it depends on the weather greatly. Disease-wise, yeah, we've had it this year, but next year is a whole new ballgame. And we may not have the disease like this year. So I think this year's the disease is taking a toll on corn. It almost seems like I hear it more in corn than beans. But I think as we go down the road, beans are going to have to fight for acres because remember, we want to crush for soy oil. And right now with soy meal, commitments are 30% over the 10-year average. And the new crop coming up, crop year, we're already 40% over the 5-year average. So bean oil is going to have to do some work.
So that's corn and beans. How about wheat?
If President Trump could be successful in getting Ukraine, President Zelensky and Russian President Putin together, we knew they wouldn't really be able to resolve it real easily because one wants all and the other one doesn't want to give. And so they have to kind of get this massaged a little bit. But if that could happen, I think your wheat market would take off and run. And I think you'd see your $7 wheat because of the fact that Russia is undercutting prices to move wheat, and therefore, to be competitive, we have to kind of keep our prices low as well, or we'll price ourselves out of the market. In the meantime, the other thing, the negative on wheat is this wet weather as they're going into a planting season for another hard red winter wheat. And so you kind of have a mix here, but seasonally wheat does tend to rally through September. And I look at the corn, and corn's already had a 5 this year. And that was a higher high than actually what corn had for a lead contract last year in 24. So next year might be real interesting because we need to see exports. And our export sales have been very good for corn. We continue to see Mexico, a huge buyer. I sometimes wonder if they start to move away from the drought, if they'll be as avid as they have been. I think on the December contract, for now, 430 to 440 would be the extreme that I would think. And if we catch that really wet fall and things get delayed, then we might do something better. But I think 440 would be an extremely strong price. I would take advantage of it and maybe even look at getting some puts. You know, buy some put spreads, you know, at the money puts, selling out of the money puts, and I'd have them below the 385 area because that was your low on a DEIS contract last year. So I would probably have like a 350 put or something. But this rally will let you buy your puts cheaper, and I would definitely floor, if nothing else. I would put some floors in on this rally and then pray like the Dickens that it keeps going on higher.
Pray like the Dickens. That's farming. Sue Martin, Ag and Investment Services, on Market to Market over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture, where it's time for the weather forecast.